First is a softball question. What do you like to do in your free time?
In the summer, I like to bike ride.
Bike ride.
So, yep, a great place to do cycling around here.
Okay. If you didn't go into science, what would you be doing for a living right now?
Oh, I would hope to be writing Civil War history books.
Really? Civil War history
so
books.
So that was my other passion as a kid, was Civil War history.
And you chose astronomy over
and
that.
And I chose astronomy over history.
Any regrets?
Not at all.
Not at all. Good.
My house is full of Civil War history books, but...
And what is your favorite science movie of all time?
Of all time? Ooh. I might have to... The Martian.
The Martian?
The Martian.
That was
fantastic
a good one.
Fantastic movie. Yep.
What did you like about it?
How realistic it was. And I think how it portrayed how science and engineering are really efforts to solve problems. And I thought it did a really good job.
My son was obsessed with it. I think I've seen it 10 times.
Excellent.
I become Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Well, if you could have a drink with anyone, living or dead, in the field of science or not in science, who would it be?
Probably Einstein.
Ask him some questions.
Ask him some questions. What does this mean? Probably Albert Einstein.
Okay, yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Let's see. What book changed the way that you think as a scientist? It can be fiction or nonfiction.
Changed the way I think as a scientist. Wow. That's a really good question. That's a hard question. Can I say The Martian, too?
Sure, you can say The Martian.
I think I might go with The Martian. Actually, I'm going to cheat a little bit, if I may. There's a book called Galileo's Commandment, which is a collection of science writing over the last 2,000 years. And that I teach from that book, for one thing. That's why it's cheating a little bit. But that is really science written by scientists. And that collection of scientists thinking and talking about their science really actually certainly changed my approach to things.
Cool. I'll have to check that one out. Well, okay, here's in a condensed form, mm-hmm. What is the craziest thing that's ever happened to you in the field when you're out doing work?
Craziest thing? Can I say I got interviewed by Bill Nye and I was on the Bill Nye the Science Guy show?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So that was when I was working at the VLA. And I think some of the questions we would get at the VLA from the public, that was always kind of crazy because we would go through the whole spiel about what the VLA really was for, and then they'd sort of pull you aside and say, okay, what really goes on here?
Where do you keep the aliens?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so for Indiana Jones, different discipline, but a scientist, mm-hmm. His greatest fear in the field is snakes.
Yep.
What is your fear?
I'm going to have to go with probably scorpions and the like, just because observatories tend to be in remote locations, and you find creepy, crawly things in your dorm room, in the observing room. So I will go with scorpions, because I saw one in my room in Chile once when I was observing. It was dead. No, the cooks had to come kill it.
Oh, the cooks.
I don't know what was in dinner that night.
Wow, yeah. Interesting. Okay, scorpions for your answer there. And what song do you listen to the most when you're out working in the field?
Wow.
Soundtrack, if that's easier.
Soundtrack, yeah. I think, I have to admit, when I first was observing overnight, it was probably the 1812 Overture. Because when you're up in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning and you need to stay awake, having a few cannons going off will keep you awake.
Did you sometimes dance around when no one was looking?
You would sort of have to, yes, yeah. If you're observing by yourself, when you're observing other people, you don't dance quite as much. But by yourself at 3 o'clock in the morning, you got to stay awake, whatever it takes.
You let it loose.
Whatever it takes.
If you could invent one technology that does not currently exist that would help your work, what would it be?
I think I would put a radio telescope in space. Because you get away from all of our cell phones and radio signals, which is really blocking our view of the radio sky.
Do you have a cell phone?
I do.
You're not abstaining on principle?
I am not abstaining on principle.
Okay, as a scientist, let's ask you this one. What doomsday, end-of-the-world scenario could be aliens, could be comets, could be sentient computers? What freaks you out the most?
What freaks me out the most? Probably meteorites, asteroids.
Small,
a small chunk of rock could do a lot of damage.
All right, yep. So we're going to end on a happier note. Okay. What do you order on your pizza?
I like sausage and pepperoni. I'm boring.
Classic. Yep. Eric, thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Awesome. Thank you very much.